Welcome back to the new season of the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. This is episode 5 of Bereshit. In the beginning, a commentary to the book of Genesis. So here we are on day 5 of God's creating. Once again, before I go any further, if you haven't listened to days 1 through 4, then stop listening right now. Don't go any further, but go back. Okay, enough of that. Let's get into day 5. Day 5, we're covering verses 20 through 23. Here we go. Then God said, "Let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens." And God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. Awesome. So, for the first time in God's creating, we have a major shift. No longer does God just declare his creation good, but now he also blesses them and gives them instructions to be fruitful and multiply. Why did God bless these creatures and then tell them to be fruitful and multiply? What does that even mean? Well, for one, they're living creatures, and we already know that living things are being blessed. And as for the to be fruitful and multiply, this too has to do with living things and their ability to produce more than just one offspring, which is why the word multiply was used to help us understand that this has to do with populating the earth. Now, what about the phrase, according to their kind? Well, since we're talking about some 5,781 years ago, give or take, is the Bible really telling us that God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves on day 5? I think the answer is in the use of the word kind, which doesn't mean all possible variations that come from a particular kind, because if that were the case, then when God created man, or if we use the Hebrew word for humankind, Adam, then some 8 billion people would have to have been created and alive on that day, which is going to be day 6. So here's an example. Humankind, or mankind, is made up of so many variations in terms of size, shape, color, speech, and so much more. And yet at the core, the very base level, you only have 2 kinds of Adam, which were created in the beginning. And that is male and female. There was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. Shalom.